All right, 751 in the Magic Valley, and it's doing some chatting time now. Chit-chatting with the chamber. Say that 300 times. My headphones are weird. Hold on. I got to make some. There we go. That's better. All right, Cheryl from the Jerome Chamber of Commerce. I'm feeling better now. I'm bumping everything. I don't know. What is this? This feels like a Monday on a Friday. I don't know about you, but foggy out there, and you can't see anything.
It is very foggy. Those of you who are driving, slow down and go very carefully.
And then there's a little moisture in the air, and some of that's on the ground. So, yeah, be careful. Could be some black ice out there. So, all right, well, let's talk about defining success.
Defining success. We often think of success as arriving at a destination. But in order to be successful, that is not like getting on an airplane and going on a trip somewhere.
Okay. All right.
You need to, we often have people have thought that when you've reached success is when you've earned a certain salary.
Right.
Or when you get the corner office.
Right.
We have, put some accolades onto it. But reaching success is not what you want to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're doing right now.
Okay.
So we have a couple of steps, and we're going to direct people to the blog because there's seven on the blog, and we're only going to talk about five.
Okay, go ahead.
So first, success is always doing your best.
Perfect.
So regardless of what your job, always do your 100% best in what you're doing.
Okay, goals.
Success is setting concrete goals so you have something to strive for.
Success, I like number three.
Yeah, success is being a lifelong learner.
Yep.
Distance yourself from distractions.
Okay, I try hard. Yeah. It follows me wherever I go. Number five.
Success is celebrating your small victories.
Perfect. All right. You know what? You brought in. I'll hold it up for the camera so they can see it here. There's a whole list, and you've got these
on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, there's eight listed.
Yeah, there's eight, and so those are all I know on your calendar. But let's run through them. So coming up.
There's more on the calendar that's not on your list.
That's not on the list. Oh my goodness, Cheryl, you're so organized. February 12th, that's today.
The Elks Lodge is starting up their Friday nights dancing and dinner again. And I saw a post yesterday that they're actually going to be having a spaghetti dinner tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, think of the movie Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, yeah.
They actually have the picture of Lady and the Tramp being the spaghetti.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
And kissing. So,
tomorrow.
So tonight,
that's tonight, 7 o'clock.
At 7 o'clock.
And then tomorrow is the Senior Center.
The Senior Fundraiser Center. It's David's Another Italian Night, 6:30 p.m., but you need to call the Senior Center today to make sure you can get tickets.
Okay.
They're $25 each. Then on Sunday, at the Caddy Shack Restaurant and Grill, they have a special menu and live music, and that starts at 5:30, and once again, they're encouraging people to call for reservations.
And that's on Sunday.
That's on Sunday.
The 18th, it's Kids in the Kitchen, and I've got a little bit of information on that, but that is put on by the University of Idaho, and they have that going on, so...
I think on the calendar of events, I have it marked for the 18th, which is the last day to register.
Okay.
And then the actual cooking day is following that, so you have time to get your groceries.
February 25th, Dining with Diabetes.
Yeah, and once again, that is a four-week free course, and it's going to teach the participants how to be successful in dining out with diabetes.
And that's online, and you've got that link on your...
On the calendar.
Absolutely. Perfect. Okay.
And then we just want to, going into March, and I know it's crazy because we're still thinking it's mid-February, but we can finally have a chamber lunch again.
Yay!
So March 10th is the chamber lunch, and we have Air St. Luke's is going to be doing a presentation on the services they offer and all the rescues that they do. So you can go onto the webs, onto the calendar events, click on that to register for the chamber lunch on March 10th.
All right. That's chamber lunch. And then we've got, let's see. So we Business Fest Chamber Lunch. Is there anything else that we want to get in there? I guess Ignite Your Leader.
Ignite Your Leader
is March 25th.
Sign up and register for that.
All right. Very good, Cheryl. I thank you so much for stopping by. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a good one.
All right. See ya. Like what